To all who come to our happy place, welcome to the No Guilt Disney Podcast, where we have no guilt about our love for all things Disney.
We are three Disney fangirls who probably know more about the Disney parks than most grown women should. And we're perfectly okay with that.
Are we though?
I mean, maybe not today.
Oh, this is a great start. Hello, everyone. My name is Teresa, and you can find me on Twitter at Gertie the Dino.
I'm Jane, and you can find me on Instagram at RealMouseWifeWDW.
Hey, y'all. I'm Patty Holiday from NoGuiltDisney.com and No Guilt Travel, which is a travel agency that specializes in Disney and Universal vacations. You can find me on all socials at No Guilt Life. And today we've got a little this or that to run through. This was something we set up through our Facebook page. Please feel free to come join us. It's the No Guilt Disney Podcast over on Facebook. And who wants to tell them what this or that's all about?
I can go and do that. So essentially we started a thread. I believe Jane is the one who started it and put two options out there and everybody in the group had to pick one. And the first person who responded which one they liked better, they came up with the next category. So we had so many responses and we're not going to get through all of these today. So if you suggested one and it doesn't make it on this episode, don't worry. We are going to come back to it. But it was a lot of fun to both think about which one I would have picked. And then also kind of see what everybody in our group likes. And for some of them, the reasons why they like or don't like certain things.
Yeah, this was a mega thread. This went on for quite a while. So I'm glad that we're summing things up a little bit here. But again, if that's something that you're into and you want to come join the fun, that's where you can find us over on Facebook doing these kinds of things. All right. So where do we start?
All right, so I'm going to start with the first one, which was Jane's suggestion. And so she went with her favorite park and her favorite holiday. So she decided to go with the, pick your favorite, Haunted Mansion holiday or It's a Small World holiday.
And this was, it's hard. It's hard. Like, Christmas overlays are so fun at the parks, but anyone who knows me knows I absolutely love Disneyland. It's a Small World. So they could make like a football Sunday overlay and I would be like, oh my God, now I'm the biggest football fan. So It's a Small World holiday. Always going to be the best for me.
Yeah, that one was my choice too. By the way, if you haven't been to Disneyland yet, this is something that's a little bit different than Walt Disney World. Disneyland has, well, at one time they had three rides, three attractions that they would do a special holiday overlay for. I think the Jungle Cruise one went by the wayside. I don't know if they... I don't think they're doing that one anymore at all, but Small World gets a lovely Christmas holiday transformation, and then Haunted Mansion gets a Nightmare Before Christmas transformation. And holy cow, y'all, that is like the most, it's like the movie just came in and threw up all over the Haunted Mansion.
Like, it's all so over great. It.
And I think it's really impressive when you consider it's such a, they only take the ride down for about 2 weeks to get everything in there and they fully make it. It's like an entirely different attraction on the same track. It's, I'm always so impressed with how they managed to get that done so quickly and so well.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah. It's pretty amazing. However, I am with Jane. I am team It's a Small World at Disneyland Resort and will always be. And the holiday is just beautiful. My family has a little tradition where we like to go drive through and see Christmas lights. And one year we were at Disneyland and the kids kept saying, wait, I thought you said we were going to see Christmas lights. We haven't seen any Christmas lights yet. We actually paid for the tour. They had like a little holiday tour that we could go on. And so our tour guide had us go on It's a Small World holiday right before it got dark. I'm talking right before it got dark. And I I said, guys, I'm going to show you some Christmas holiday lights, you know, as soon as we get off of this ride. And they were like, oh, okay, sure, Mom. You know, we're at Disneyland. You're not going to be able to see those. So we do our little boat ride. We're singing. We finish it. We pull out. And all of it, like, their eyes just got huge. And I was like, bam! bam, mom wins. So yeah, it's amazing. It's at the outside is completely decorated. The inside is decorated. It's so beautiful. It's absolutely my favorite. Yep. My favorite version of It's Small World.
So for this one, I kind of had to pick one by default because all of my Disneyland trips have either been late summer or early fall. So I've seen the pictures and some of the video of It's a Small World Holiday, but I've never actually seen it in person or experienced it. So I went with Haunted Mansion Holiday. I do love it, but I feel kind of bad that I had to go with it just because that's the only one I know. But our Facebook group also did pick Haunted Mansion Holiday. It was really close, but this just beat it out. But I wanted to share Jillian's comment. So hers was, she picked Small World Holiday, but Haunted Mansion Holiday is the only Nightmare Before Christmas stuff I like.
I am so with Jillian on that. It's not my it's not my movie. It's not my show. It's not my, like, I don't relate to it. Tim Burton's so weird, man. Brilliant, but weird. And so, yeah, I'm with her. I do enjoy that ride. I do enjoy what they do to that attraction, but it's just not my jam. So I'm fully with you, Jillian.
So the next one that came up is Space Mountain or Splash Mountain. And I'll give my response to this first, just because I have one for each park. It's Space Mountain in Disneyland and Splash Mountain at Walt Disney World.
Ditto.
Oh, that's so funny. See, I'm just a Space Mountain in both parks. Obviously, with Disneyland Space Mountain being far superior to our Space Mountain. But I just don't get into Splash. I think it's just like, I don't want to get wet. I don't want to stress out about getting wet. I absolutely love the animatronics, but like, I don't know. They're going to have to buy me off with beignets when they redo it. I still stand by that.
Well, we can all hope.
It was another one. This is another one in the Facebook group that was pretty close. Splash did win by a small margin. And Meredith had commented she picked Splash and anticipates it that to continue once Princess Tiana's there because better theming and it doesn't cause my spine to cry for Advil, which is really the reason that I can't pick Space Mountain in Florida because it is a little painful. Fair. It doesn't. I need something additional. If it had the music, it would be a little bit better. But yeah, that was basically my reason for picking Splash Mountain at Walt Disney World.
Have either one of you ridden Space Mountain in the solid dark like they did for Halloween last year?
Yes.
It's so
I
good.
I don't think I have.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. It's my favorite.
I rode it with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we did. I think, Jane, like I remember anything, okay, from last week. Come on. What did our email say before we started this podcast? Hi, guys. What are we talking about again today?
Like I should also say for myself, just because I can't really see what's going on anyways, it always feels like it's total dark. So I don't know if that experience would change much of my opinion.
So maybe you have ridden it.
Maybe okay. I have.
Maybe that counts. Oh, by default. Okay.
All right. So the next one for this or that, I already know what both of your responses are going to be for this. But so when you're at Epcot, head towards Mexico first or Canada first? I believe we've discussed this many times.
We have discussed this.
When I give the answer that everybody knows is coming.
I think until, I don't know, a year or two ago, I didn't even realize there were other options. I thought it was you just went to Mexico because that's where the margaritas live. So yeah, Mexico. I will say I have gone to Canada more often lately, but that's also probably because the draw to Mexico was I would go and I would drink after running half marathons because I basically needed to dull my legs, guys. Trust me, this works. Like you drink enough Mexico margaritas and your legs, you don't feel them anymore. It's amazing. So true. That was kind of the reason why Mexico was such a draw for me. And now that I'm not running half marathons anymore. I only do the 5 or the 10K. So I'm not in nearly as much pain. Therefore, I don't need quite as much alcohol in my life. So I haven't been doing that as frequently as I used to, but yeah, Mexico, I mean, it's where the margaritas live. So that's where Patty goes.
Yeah, I agree that, I mean, it's always Mexico and I never really understood people that went to the right, but I will tell you, I was at Epcot today. We went to the right. But that was because we were going in. I know. We were dodging raindrops. And so we had a very short window to try to get over to whatever they're calling the festival center / old party for the senses spot to get the nitro cake pop, which was delicious, by the way. So, but we were just like, okay, let's get out, get over there. And we have 10 minutes before it starts raining again. So we just went to the right so we could scoot right in there. But yeah, usually I'm an international gateway girl, like come in, go to France.
And that's why this was tough for me, because I was thinking about it and I'm like, I can't like fully picture when I'm coming in from the main entrance of Epcot which way I tend to go, because it just feels like, I think it's different every time. I don't consistently go one way or the other, but I can always visualize if I'm coming in from International Gateway, I always go towards France first. So that's what I can always picture. I don't think it's going to be a surprise that in the Facebook group, Mexico won this via landslide. It was not close at all.
Great and so job,
Meg,
guys.
Yes. And well, and so like I said, so Meg is the one who posed this option, and her response was, it's obviously Mexico because I always need my margarita first thing. So
great job.
Yes.
My people.
The next one, it was interesting to me. And so that was the choice between a Dole Whip or a citrus swirl.
Citrus.
I wish y'all could see my face.
Yeah, neither.
Yeah, it's like cringy Chrissy Teigen face again. Like, I'm like, ugh, do I have to?
All right, well, you can cheat. Line.
No, I mean, it's this or that. It's not like this, that, or whatever else you'd like.
Jane, don't you know we make our own rules? Come on.
I'm going to go with Dole Whip. And I will say this sincerely. Once every few years, I will have a very strange craving for a Dole Whip, to which when I usually tell people, they're like, do we need to be worried about this random craving out of nowhere? But you know, I just get the Dole Whip and then it goes away for several years after that. So we're good.
See, and weird. This is why this one surprised me. So I also picked Dole Whip. I do like both, but I think I just have some nostalgia for Dole Whip. I still enjoy it. But for all of the comments that we constantly get when we do on popular opinions and everyone saying Dole Whip is trash, I hate it. The Facebook group picked Dole Whip. So for as much as people love to complain about it, it does have its fan base. But we had Scoozy, who she agrees with you, Jane. She wrote, any other type of dessert, not a fan of these.
That's funny.
We are going to be sticking with the food theme for this next one. And this is another Epcot-based one for the Grey Goose slush or the Grand Marnier slush.
I think I said Grand Marnier. I mean, and you know what it is? For that one, this is just how ridiculous I am. It's an Instagrammable, more beautiful picture in my eyes. I don't know. I mean, I like them both. I don't think I have a preference either way, but I also feel like I can taste the liquor a little bit more in that one. So that's where I go.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me because, like you said, like I like them both, but the truth is I never go out of my way to get them. Because I'm either like team margarita or team beer. So I don't know. I guess whichever one. I'd say probably Grey Goose for me. I tend to like my vodka.
So I've never had either of these, so I really have no opinion. I do remember, though, when I first started posting on the Diz boards, the Grey Goose slush, that was the one everybody raved about. And when people were talking about, you know, oh, what people posting, like, what should I get when I'm in Epcot? It was something everybody would set, like, that's this option everybody would give. And then in one of her Travel Channel specials, Samantha Brown filmed herself, like, going to get the Grand Marnier slush and was talking all about it. And then after that is when it seemed to switch and the Grand Marnier slush became, like, the thing everybody would start to get. So it's hilarious to me. Like, it was all Grey Goose, and then Samantha Brown happened, and it was all Grand Marnier.
Isn't that how life just goes?
Right. Samantha Brown happened. I would trust her opinion, you know. I trust her opinion over my own sometimes, so I fully get it. But this was the only one of all of the choices in the Facebook group that was completely unanimous, and it was the Grand Marnier slush. There were no specific quotes that came with it. It was just a list of Grand Marnier, Grand Marnier, Grand Marnier. So our people know what they like, and they like the Grand Marnier slush.
Oh, that's funny.
And this is over, it's in France, correct? The booth or the kiosk where they have this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
So there you go. So anybody else who's coming in from International Gateway, if you're a little too far from Mexico, just go to France first and they got you covered.
World Showcase really takes care of it for you.
All right, so for the next one, we are going to be moving over to Hollywood Studios, and the choice was between two of the shows that are there. So we were asked to pick this or that between the Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular or the Beauty and the Beast stage show.
Beauty and the Beast. I like the dancing characters. I like the fluffy duster people. It's outside. I just like that way better. Indiana Jones, I find myself getting bored. It's too long.
I honestly can't remember watching it other than on Full House back in the day.
I remember that too.
I'm sure I have seen it, but it's just not, so obviously not anytime recently, and it's just not making an impression on me. But however, I would choose to go see that before I'd go back to Beauty and the Beast at this point. And it's not that I hate on Beauty and the Beast. It's that I think I have in my head the Beauty and the Beast from the Disney Cruise Line, which was just so amazing and so good that I don't want to sully that memory. And so I keep holding on to that one from that trip. So I guess that's where I land, is I'm going to go with Indy.
Indy's also my choice. I know I mentioned in a previous episode that I just have so much nostalgia for this show. It's one of the memories I have of my very first trip to Walt Disney World. And like you said, I think it's reinforced by the Full House episode. So I think getting to watch that as a kid, kind of, you know, when I went back as an adult and went to see it again, I was like, oh, I remember all of this so clearly. And just as somebody who loves movie magic, I gravitate to that show a little more. It's nothing, not saying anything bad about the Beauty and the Beast show. It's just, like I said, the nostalgia is so strong for this one for me. Facebook group had picked the Beauty and the Beast show by a small margin. But I loved this quote that came from a Francisco.
Oh, that's fun to say.
And Francisco said, Beauty and the Beast. When I worked at studios, we loved watching the ensemble cast showing off and thinking they were hot stuff in the cast cafeteria.
Oh my.
That's funny.
All right, next up, we've got some roller coasters. It was a choice between Big Thunder Mountain or the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Big Thunder, all day, every day, back row, goat trick style, if you are at Disneyland. That's the only way to do it, my friends.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Big Thunder, although I cannot for the life of me figure out the goat trick, no matter how many times Patty yells at me while we ride it.
I've done it a couple times, but it's not, I'm not as gung-ho as Patty about it for every single time I need to do it. But Big Thunder Mountain is also my pick. This is probably the ride I have done the most at Walt Disney World of all time. It's one of my favorites, especially going on it at night. I've been on it before when they've been doing fireworks, and it's just so fun when you're going over some of the hills and kind of seeing the fireworks up in the sky. So Big Thunder it's in my top three Walt Disney World attractions of all time. So this is probably the easiest choice I made for all of these. We had a very overwhelming majority also pick Big Thunder Mountain. So it's not surprising that all three of us picked this one as well. And I liked Andrea's comment that she picked Big Thunder, and she wrote that it's the only roller coaster I know of that my mom ever went on.
Aww.
Aww.
This one, it was not surprising to me how the group answered. And I'm sure everybody, as soon as I read the options, I think everyone's going to know what the answer is for this one. So it's Soren versus Soren Over the World.
Well,
I think we all know how I feel about Soren Over the World. I've made those feelings pretty clear. Soren Over California is obviously so much better than Soren Over the World, because everything looks the way it should from any angle that you watch it.
Well, there is that. I think for me, it is definitely Soren Over California. And for me, it's the orange groves, guys. We have dirt in Soren Over the World. They throw dirt on us, but we get orange groves, which is so Disneyland. And I think that also probably has a lot to do with it. Is like, I'm so in love with Disneyland and so attached to it. And just the idea that Disneyland was basically built where orange groves used to be was a nice little tie-in for me and has always been there. So, yep, that's my vote too.
Yeah, I definitely gravitate towards Soren Over California because I love California and all that it has to offer, especially orange-scented scenes. But I am going to give a little nod out to Soren Around the World, because I'm going to put in a little spoiler here in case anyone hasn't ridden Soarin' yet. You've had plenty of time, but just in case, I'm about to spoil a little piece of it for you. I'm an orca lover. So the first time that I rode Soarin' and that orca jumped out of the screen, I screamed with such joy. And I still do every single time.
Every time you're on it.
Fake CGI orca comes at my face. I'm like, oh my God, I love that orca so much. And so I also find joy. And as a matter of fact, my second favorite part of it is the elephants and when they throw dirt at us.
Ew.
I think it's so cute.
Oh, it's adorable, but dirt versus oranges. Like, how can you have?
Well, you know, for me, it was so much. It's cute, but also what I appreciated so much about Soarin' Over California is, like I said, they showed you what the natural atmosphere was, and it was authentic. And it's just the over CGIing of Soarin' Over the World kind of, it takes me out of what I appreciated so much about Soarin' in the first place.
Yeah. I'm okay with CGI.
Well, Chrissy, who had probably my favorite comment in this entire thread, she wrote, Soren all day, every day. Anyone who says world, I just can't trust you.
Chrissy.
This is also in all caps. Like, I need to emphasize, this was in all caps as well. So.
Oh, my.
All right, and so last one that we have for this round, it's between Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin or Toy Story Mania.
So I love both of these rides because I love Toy Story, and as it turns out, I love video gaming in the middle of my theme park experience. But I will always pick Toy Story Mania, because I like tricks and hacks, and I can get the extra screens open in that one. And on Buzz Lightyear, I can't seem to get Planetary Pilot, so if I can't win, then why play? And so therefore, I'm always going to say Toy Story Mania.
That's a very specific reason why, Jane. Says a lot. Says a lot right there. My answer is not much better. I actually do not want to play video games during my theme park experience, so I don't. Whenever I ride these, I just kind of sit back and watch other people do whatever it is they do, or frankly, get on my phone. I'm not a video gamer at all. I have zero games on my phone. I just don't spend my time doing that kind of a thing. So neither one of these holds the appeal from the actual purpose of the ride, which is, you know, to play games. But as far as a nostalgic reason or which one, if I'm going to prefer one or the other, then I will prefer Space Ranger Spin, because it reminds me of when we used to live in Orlando bazillion years ago, but we took our little boys on that, and my son Jacob loved Buzz and his bad buddy Zurg. So every time I'm on that ride, it's just a little nostalgia for me to think back to those days. So that's my preference, but you know, it's not because I like to play either one.
I was sort of split on this because I think Toy Story Mania is more fun because of all of the different types of games that are part of the attraction. However, I think I have to go with the Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin because I actually became a galactic hero once. I could not tell you how because I can never see where my laser is shooting on that ride. And I just hold the button down and I just kind of aim it everywhere. So I couldn't tell you how I got it, but I became a galactic hero, and that just makes me feel really good and important and special. And I've never won, like I've never gotten a very high score in Toy Story Mania. So simply based on the fact that Buzz, I can actually say I did something cool in that ride. That one got my vote.
Love it, love it.
I understand.
Yeah, it's purely about, you know, hey, reward me and I will vote for you. So that's my, right. my vote can be bought, apparently.
All right, well.
And so this one, it was almost entirely unanimous for Toy Story Mania, but we did have Tara who put Buzz Lightyear, but the Astro Blasters at Disneyland, which I like less because I like Space Ranger Spin. You can just hold down you can just hold it down and it'll keep shooting over and over again. And you have to manually do it for Disneyland. So I was surprised that somebody picked Disneyland's over Walt Disney World's for this.
Well, Disneyland, you can pull the gun out.
No, yeah. So I guess it's
aim
that.
And yeah. You can, yeah. So I think that's probably the appeal there, at least in my opinion, if I were going to play.
I just like
that would
like
be my appeal.
Space Ranger Spin, it's got the laziness factor too. I just hold the trigger down and it just keeps going versus having to move my hand constantly.
Alrighty. All right. Well, on that topic, we are going to wrap this one up. We have a lot more, though, that I suppose we can just save and we can maybe do another episode follow-up later. Or if you are curious and you can't wait for that, come join the Facebook group. I think this is the third time I've said that. Jane, I'm totally stealing your thunder here. But
I'm good.
But Jane can remind everybody, if you have a topic or you have a comment or you have something that you want to share with us, how would they get in touch with us, Jane?
You can email us at noguiltdisneypod@gmail.com.
And make sure you keep listening to the No Guilt Disney podcast, because as Patty likes to say,
it's no fun to fangirl Disney alone. Bye, y'all.